This is a Travel Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoveychannelradio.com.
We're here in Hyannis, Massachusetts. It's part of Cape Cod. People come here from all over the world to enjoy this kind of scenery, the beach walks, the sunsets, the clam bakes. But we came here for the potato chips.
Cape Cod brand chips. History tells us that the very first potato chips were made in America. And the very best just might come from Cape Cod. Cooked in kettles for old-fashioned flavor, they crunch loud enough to be heard at sea.
Here you go, guys.
Just throw.
Yeah, here you go. Just like seagulls.
These chips aren't just a snack. They're a cult. Fans stop in at the factory to watch them being made, and maybe to take home a few souvenirs. Nobody knows better how crazy people get around Cape Cod chips than customer service representative Farrell Souza, who answers the company phone.
Good afternoon, Cape Cod Potato Chips. How can I help you?
Wait, I have a great picture. I want to show you this one. You'll love this one. This guy. He's a 40-time marathon runner, has 6 kids, and loves our chips. Look at him in bed, eating our chips. Isn't that a great picture? People send us pictures like this all the time.
Tourists flock to Hyannis for its New England charm, and so do potatoes.
Every day, trucks like this make the 1,500-mile journey from the Sunshine State of Florida to the rocky shores of New England to unload almost 50,000 pounds of potatoes right here at Cape Cod Potato Chips. That one looks like my cousin Frank.
Director of Operations Jeff Newell is the keeper of the spuds.
Show you our storage bins up here.
They've got to be big storage bins for 45,000 pounds every day.
Yeah, each of them is designed to hold one truckload each. And the thing about this potato storage room is that this wasn't built to maintain large inventories. We pretty much bring in just exactly what we need every day, and we run it before the end of the day.
So by the end of the day, all this is going to be empty?
All of it empty.
There's a lot of people eating your potato chips.
Yeah, there are.
Cape Cod chips were born on the 4th of July, 1980. And in a little more than 2 decades, the tiny storefront kitchen with a big kettle has grown into a corporation that ships out over 80,000 bags a day. Sure, the equipment has changed since, but not the recipe, process, or taste. The chips are still hand-cooked, just the way they were back then.
They start at 300 degrees, put raw potatoes in, the temperature drops. These things are only in here 5 or 6 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Right down here, when it hits that 295 degrees, that's the system's cue to open up the door and let the chips bar out. They're all done. Basically, you're displacing the moisture in the potato with oil. And the time and temperature in the batch is what gives you the flavor and texture characteristics that we're looking for.
After their hot bath, the chips drop into a centrifuge for a dizzying ride that spins off excess fat so that you don't have to spin it off your hips. A conveyor lets the chips cool before leading them to the end of the line. Well, the end for some of them.
This is our first quality control station. She's here looking for defects, things that would be objectionable to the customer.
That one looks like a shamrock.
Yeah.
You can bet that a company that inspects every chip is going to package them with extreme care. For these guys, a perfect chip that's broken isn't perfect.
The next time I come to Cape Cod, I'm certainly going to bring my family along. I could send the kids off fishing, and my lovely bride and I'll stroll down the beach hand in hand, wearing those cozy sweaters as the sun sets. And when the moment's right, I'll look into her beautiful eyes and I'll say, are you going to finish those chips? Because they make them right down. Honey, honey.